.net today.
Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR, HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Everyone, wow, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I hope everybody is feeling as great as I'm feeling today. I don't know what it is. Someone said to me that the reason I'm feeling so good, it has something to do with my astrological chart. And I've always wondered, you know, what exactly that means. And as a matter of fact, some of you want me to do a show on my chart, and I think I'm going to get ready to do that. But first, I'm building up my courage around it. Well, welcome to the show. I want to thank everyone out there that has supported this show. I've got some information to share with you. And this has been a phenomenal year for us. I'm actually going to share the story of our journey, and I'll let you know when that's going to happen. But I want to thank everyone for putting us in the number one spot on 1150 AM in Seattle. Seattle is one of the largest markets in the country. It's actually the 13th largest, and we are the most listened to show on that station. And we are that because of you. And I want to thank each and every one of you so much for supporting us on that channel, on Voice America, right here on Healthy Life, on BBS, and in the other markets, including Chicago, where we are airing. And many of you asked, when are we going to be put on satellite? Well, I've got some great news. We're getting ready to have conversations about that. And this is such an exciting journey. I want to thank you all for taking this to the next level, because it's your support, your desire, and your feedback that has helped us get here. I'm with someone today that knows a lot about having an idea, a compelling idea, such as I had to take this message out into the world. You know, each of us get hit with ideas from time to time, and they come in, and sometimes they stay, and then they leave. But not Brian McClure. What I want to say about today's show is that when you get an idea, when something calls to you, that generally rocks your soul, you've heard me talk about this, then you've got a couple of choices around this. You could either do something about it or do nothing about it and have your soul absolutely rebel. And so let me just tell you a little bit about what happens when someone gets an idea to create what we're going to know today to be the universal flag. Brian, as a matter of fact, is going to share his story. He's going to share his journey and what it means and why a universal flag. We're also going to be joined by James Twyman, who is the director of Indigo Children, author, and Peace Troubadour. He also embraces the flag. My friend Dr. Wayne Dyer as well, and we're going to find out why. Well, Brian, I've got to welcome you to the show and say, wow, how did you get inspired?
Over a long period of time, and with much prodding from spirit, trust me.
I know. Don't you love it? And, you know, I love that word you use, prodding, because you get a couple of images when you use that word, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Was it the gentle touch or was it the electrifying shock?
Gentle call.
Great.
For a long period of time. Which I immediately responded to, no thank you, I'm not qualified, find somebody else.
I love that. That happened to me too. But here we are. How did we get here?
Well,
how did you get here?
Well, because every time you have a gentle call that you don't answer, there's a stronger call coming just around the corner.
Mm. Oh, boy.
And if you're like me and don't answer that, pretty soon Spirit comes back with a baseball bat. And you either get on the bandwagon or, out of pure fear, you get moving. And I'd have to say that that was the baseball bat that got me.
Mm. Well, you know, we each, I hope that you are kind of like getting to the place where I'm getting, where now I'm paying attention to the gentle feather that brushes against my cheek.
In each new day. In each new day, I understand now how it works and what I'm supposed to do. And I'm just led in each new day into the areas that I'm supposed to be moving into. And it has been incredibly synchronistic and expanding and limitless and amazing.
Well, let me just give people a little background, and I want you to share this, because I love talking to people that come up with an idea that is perhaps so far out of the realm of anything else they have done before. Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Let's hold that. When we come back, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Brian McClure. We're going to be talking with James Twyman. We are spreading the word about the universal flag. We'll talk more about what that is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Sometimes your favorite shows on HealthyLife.net are on when you're busy. Maybe you're working, sleeping, exercising, eating, or meditating, and forget to listen to your favorite Healthy Life host. Now there's a solution. You can record or schedule a recording time of any of our radio shows direct to your PC. Then listen on your PC to the show anytime, or convert the file to an MP3 and download it to your iPod or MP3 player. The iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software offered by Abyss Media is easy to use and affordable for only $29.95. Plus, if you have any problems, you can receive free email technical support. Speaking of technical information and general info on how to order the iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software, you can get all of that information right on our website at HealthyLife.net. You don't have to miss your favorite show ever again. Plus, you can download your favorite show and take it anywhere you want. Order the iSound WMA MP3 recorder right from HealthyLife.net today.
In the early hours after the tsunami, it was ham radio that was on the air, saving lives. When Florida was ripped by hurricanes, the hams were there. In the critical moments after the attack of 9/11, it was the hams who coordinated emergency messages. When disaster strike, the hams are ready. Ham radio works, and other communications don't. To learn how you can become a ham radio operator, call the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, at 1-800-326-3942.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. You know, when you see a symbol, and underneath the symbol it says, dedicated to spreading the truth of who we are, it gets your attention, or at least it gets my attention. Brian McClure is my guest today. And as I said, Brian, before the break, I looked at what people would say your bio is, right? And we take a look at our bios, and we get some information about people. But how does a Chicago businessman, right, and author of some of the most enlightened children's books ever written, invest as much time as you have invested in creating the universal flag? And has this been an easy journey for you?
Well, you know, as I told you, Spirit kind of led me, pushed me, and it was really at the point where I finally reached, I would say, a conscious level of listening that I recognized that, oh my gosh, I've been in the driver's seat for my whole life. I've driven into the businesses that I created. I've driven into the life that I wanted, filled with great joy with family and material things, lots of friends, vacations. But there was a calling, and there had been a calling my entire life, to use all of the tools that I had been given ever since I was a little boy.
Mm.
And, you know, when I got to that place of consciousness, I recognized that Oh my. I've drifted through life in identities. Identities of believing that, you know, I was a football player because I played football from fourth grade through 5 years of college. And then, you know, I became a businessman when I started a company. And then a husband and then a father. And it was when I was able to put the identities down and recognize all of the gifts that I had been given and all the gifts that I had used in my life, when I recognized, wow, I'm supposed to be doing something with this gift to be of service to others, because it occurred to me that the only reason that anyone or anything is even on this planet is to be of service to others. But it's a hidden secret for most of us. I mean, to me, that is the real secret. That, you know, inside all of us and everything is the energy of Source. It's the energy of God, or whatever you want to define that as. And, you know, it occurred to me also that every symbol that we have, which seems to have become important in the last 35,000 days, represents some type of separation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's a tremendous illusion that we have, that we are separate from everyone and everything.
Well, we've watched what's happened here in, and let's just talk about this, because I want to get some examples that have really bothered me. And, you know, this whole identification of the red and the blue states within this country right here. And that has bothered me for a while, that we have come to this place where we're now, you know, creating almost polar opposites in color to represent the way that we think. What happened to the collective that this country was built upon? You know what I'm saying?
The melting pot, of course.
Well, yeah, I mean, I never understood that. And does this now really escalate from this point on and really escalate to the point of exponential separatism? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, it is a direction that we're headed. And we continue to head in that direction, and not just here,
no,
but worldwide. You know, we create more separation in each new day. And the amazing thing is because we've been separate for so long, we concentrate only on small geographic areas.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, this is who I am. And then we have no responsibility to anyone or anything else. I mean, it's okay if there's deforestation going on somewhere else, or if there is a climate effect somewhere else, or if there is genocide or any of the things that we've basically turned our backs to because it doesn't represent the geographic area that we are from.
Right. You know, Brian, let me ask you this question. When you got that tap on the shoulder, or maybe hit by a 2x4, did the words just show up? Did the image show up? Did it, I mean, how did it come to you? Did it say, oh, Brian, you have to create a universal flag?
Basically, I was awakened in the middle of the night for probably about 3 years, and I was told at 3 or 3:30 in the morning, create the universal flag.
Ah.
And the words, the universal flag, was there. And, you know, it was all telepathic. It would just come to me, and I would wake up, and actually I got a little bit angry and said, come on, you're waking up a million other qualified souls that know a lot more about a universal flag than I do. Let Wayne Dyer or Oprah do it. They're certainly more qualified, and I'll purchase the flag from them, and I'll display that. I'll help them to spread this message that I knew to be true of oneness. And so, you know, it was that calling that I finally answered. When I was open to it, I knew immediately. I was basically told that it had to be round, and it had to be the colors of the chakra, which are you know, vibrations of energy that are common to all of us. And through my life, I was given the indication that the flag had to have waves in it, because originally it didn't. And then it was just the colors without the gold band, which dies back into the symbol. And It was amazing because Spirit just said, it has to be this, it has to be this, it has to be that. And once it was done, I knew it was done. I had gone through several designers to do it, and I kept saying, no, that's not right. No, it needs to have this, and it needs to have that. When it was all done, the words just came out immediately. They just went right down on paper. And, you know, I wrote them down, what the meaning of the flag is.
Why don't you share that? I think that our listeners that are listening to this, you kind of get it when you say universal flag, but I've read some of the comments. I mean, I've read the comments that James, of course, has made, and also Dr. Wayne Dyer. I mean, Dr. Dyer comes out and says, I support the universal flag from the core of my being. That is a very powerful, powerful statement. But the universal flag, what does this represent? What does it symbolize?
Okay. Well, the words that Spirit gave me are very simple. This symbol was created through you, meaning through universal consciousness, your universal consciousness, in order to expand awareness. The colors are vibrations of energy common to all.
Hmm.
The waves represent the ups and downs of daily life. The gold band represents our highest teaching, treat one another as you want to be treated. The white represents the purity from which we come, from which we are. By displaying this symbol, we represent the truth of who we are. We are one with all. We are divine presence. We are truth. We are eternal. We are interdependent on all. These simple truths resonate deep within all of us. The opportunity to spread truth rests with you. And that was it.
Well, that was it, but boy, that is a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. It is very powerful, and I was in awe when I got done. And I said, oh my gosh.
And did you say, oh my gosh, why me?
I said, why me? Because I didn't want to be, you know, I actually created the symbol. I mean, what most people don't know is I created the symbol after 9/11.
No, I didn't know that, because you got the idea earlier.
Yes, I got it. I got it much earlier, and I pushed it off. I was sitting in my dentist's office, and a hygienist was working on my teeth a couple days after 9/11, and she was asking me what I thought about what had happened, and I asked her what she thought, and she told me that she thought that we needed to go over to Afghanistan and bomb the entire country, kill all of the Taliban, and at that point I said to her, whoa, certainly you understand that, you know, those people were only doing what they believed, because what we believe is what we create in life. It's how we react. It's what we do. That there's no amount of bombing that could possibly change anybody. It's only through the education of people that we can change, the education teaching them who we are, that we're all, you know, connected, that we're the same, that we're all a part of God. Everything is. And the more I spoke, the madder she got. And pretty soon there were three people in the room, and I recognized that if I had been living back in the cowboy days, they mm-hmm. would have had a noose over a tree and hung me. And it was at that point that I knew that, wow, I need to get busy on this flag, because that's going to be my symbol that helps to recreate the awareness that we once had. And that was really the start of it. But even though I created it after 2001, 9/11, I was not willing to have my name associated with it. So I created it. I had a website, and I said to Spirit, well, there you go. There's your flag. And, you know, I left it up to Spirit. If it was going to take off, it wasn't my project. I did it for Spirit, and I went on living my life.
Well, let's talk about that, because here you are today, and whatever time it took, you have created a universal flag, and we're going to talk more about this what the intentions are and how each and every one of us can look at this as a way for all of us to tap into the oneness. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today is the creator of the Universal Flag, Brian McClure. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the obstacles that he has overcome and continues to overcome when you have an idea that is calling forth the integrity of who you are. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind. Our experience with Dr. Pat has had a phenomenal impact on the launching of our business. We had more than 22,000 hits on our website in our first month of programming. Anyone wishing to begin or expand their mission in life would greatly benefit from a relationship with Dr. Pat of The Dr. Pat Show. She's absolutely one of the most inspirational people I've ever met.
Sometimes your favorite shows on HealthyLife.net are on when you're busy. Maybe you're working, sleeping, exercising, eating, or meditating, and forget to listen to your favorite Healthy Life host. Now there's a solution. You can record or schedule a recording time of any of our radio shows direct to your PC. Then listen on your PC to the show anytime, or convert the file to an MP3 and download it to your iPod or MP3 player. The iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software offered by Abyss Media is easy to use and affordable for only $29.95. Plus, if you have any problems, you can receive free email technical support. Speaking of technical information and general info on how to order the iSound WMA MP3 Recorder 6.57 software, you can get all of that information right on our website at HealthyLife.net. You don't have to miss your favorite show ever again. Plus, you can download your favorite show and take it anywhere you want. Order the iSound WMA MP3 recorder right from HealthyLife.net today.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're talking about the Universal Flag. I want to make sure that everyone has the website so you can check it out for yourself. Go to www.universalflag.com, and there's a beautiful, beautiful flash movie there that you will get to experience. My guest today, Brian McClure, is with me, and we're talking about the Universal Flag. This is an idea whose time has come. It is an idea that Brian had and now is manifesting into reality. And Brian, before we went to break, we were talking about the flag. We were talking about what it represents. And one of the things that I was really struck by is that you come right out and you say, this symbol is about spreading the truth of who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a very powerful statement. And then you go on to talk about one with all, divine presence, eternal truth, independent on all. Given these statements, I would imagine, now I'm just taking a guess here, I would imagine that you have gotten people that have fallen on one side of the fence or the other. They're either with you or they're not. Is that correct?
Well, that is correct, because there's still the old paradigm which is playing out, which is the paradigm of what's in it for me.
Mm.
You know, this is the world is about me. And the new paradigm, which is starting to usher in, is the world is about you. The world is about everyone else. It's about being of service. And so, yes, there are people who flatly say, well, I could never fly the universal flag because, you know, my flag is this flag or my symbol is this symbol. You know, the flag is so much more than just a flag. It's really a symbol. It will be on every product that you can imagine. You know, I said the other day to some people, soon there will come a time when we have children growing up. They'll have the universal symbol on the ones and the twos and all the little things that they wear. And the tag inside is going to have the meaning of the flag. I mean, it will spread the message to others. It will act as the signpost for us to remember to stay present. And that's really what the symbol does. It isn't that it's a symbol of, boy, I have to fly this to say who I am. It's a symbol that acts as the signpost of the present moment awareness, so that when we start to fall into the old pattern of fear, which creates anger, we see that symbol somewhere, and all of a sudden we say, whoa, wait, that person that cut me off, you know what, just like me, they're trying to be happy, they're trying to be present. That is an extension of me, and that's who we are. The people who, there are many people who I've run into who have, they preach, they talk, they teach everything that this symbol stands for. But they represent their group. And what has really astounded me is that so many people are reluctant to spread the awareness of the universal flag because they want the awareness of their specific group or philosophy to take root. And as you know, there isn't one way. There are a billion ways.
A billion ways is right. And yet, at the same time, I would imagine that you're being faced with the question, does this flag represent or replace the flag of my country?
And it absolutely does not. This flag honors the diversity in all. It always has, and it always will. But it recognizes, at the same time, everything that connects everything and everyone. It does not limit anyone or anything. You know, I've had a number of people that are associated with the gay pride flag,
mm-hmm.
and they've come up to me and they said, you know, well, we could never fly this flag because this is in, you know, direct contrast to the gay pride flag. And I've asked them, why do you want to separate yourself? You know, you have said that you want to become part of our world. Then represent yourself as that. Represent yourself as something higher, as part of everyone. You can keep your gay pride flag, but at the same time, this symbol connects everyone to the essence of who we are, to the divinity in everyone. And we all have truth and divinity.
I'm actually shocked by that statement, to be honest with you. And the reason I'm shocked by that statement is that, you know, for me, you're talking about a group of people that know the very essence of struggle and being accepted in this country and countries around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it says to me is that if there is this much confusion around that, that the gay pride organization, whatever organization that is, you know, doesn't see the inclusion, then perhaps that's a conversation we need to bring to the table with that group as well to talk about what is of concern. Because I think people, and I don't know if it's that group or not, but I think people, when you look at a universal flag, they could come from the place of being threatened, being afraid they're going to lose something. And that has to do with what you talked about, being locked into a paradigm that doesn't include the expansiveness of what you're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, we've set boundaries since the day we were born. We had boundaries, and we were taught boundaries, and we were even taught separation. you know, not intentionally, but it's what we are taught. We belong to this family. We live in this town. We live on this block. How many times do you ask people, where do you live? And they don't tell you, or they tell you the subdivision that they live in, if it's a prestigious subdivision, or they tell you the town or something that doesn't give you an idea of the geographic area.
Well, let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Brian McClure, and we're talking about the universal flag. We're talking about what it symbolizes, what it means, and what vibration we could create to include everyone on this planet. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the show, and we'll be right back with Brian in a minute. Stay tuned, everyone.
Changing what you think really change your life? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how intentional living and the power of affirmations can change your life. Kristen Marie Scherline, founder of Affirmagy, will share her story, her company, and advice on how to live intentionally and design a life you love. More information about Affirmagy, log on to Affirmagy.com. That's Affirmagy.com.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, the same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. Earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Pep it up with positive energy power right here on HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am here with Brian McClure. Boy, you should have been with us during that break. I promised Brian that one of these days we're going to figure out the technology so that we can do outtakes or aftertakes of what we talk about during the break. But, you know, let's continue the conversation and share it with our listeners, because you and I both know what it's like to have an idea that goes against the grain, at least the grain as we know it today. And in doing the kind of show that, you know, I've been doing for the past 3.5 years and have gone in the directions that I've gone, there have been some challenges, as with you. And the question is, what do we do to keep true to ourselves and to put one foot in front of the other? And the other part of this is, what are some of the surprises you've had along the way?
Well, the surprises I've had along the way are probably the most surprising things that I've found are the people that have been wonderful spiritual teachers on our planet for a number of years, many of them, are proprietary when it comes to the things that they do, proprietary to their own vision, their own mission, and, you know, the spreading of the truth of who we are. And so they aren't as open to embracing something that comes from the outside that is more expansive than their particular mission. And that surprised me.
It does surprise. You know, I know what you're talking about because coming from a totally different background as you were, and then coming into something really new as the Universal Flag, and for me, radio, coming from a business environment to radio, I kind of stepped in kind of like a young child, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I suspect you did as well. And there have been times where we come up against a brick wall, so to speak. What have you done to move beyond that? Because I've gotten some resistance as well, where I thought people would want to collaborate, and they don't. They want to compete.
I'll tell you what I've done. I have very quickly moved on and found incredible souls from around the world that step up and say, oh my gosh, I get it. As an example, there's a Dr. Wilfried Finck in northern Germany who contacted me, tried to email me about five times, and finally he put a phone call in, and I didn't realize that one of the people who was in charge of emails had not given me the emails asking. He was asking for permission to work with the Universal Flag in Germany.
Wow.
And he gave me a call, and he was pretty perturbed when he reached me. He's bilingual, and he explained who he was, and I just, you know, I just honored him. I told him it was a privilege. I couldn't believe his persistence in contacting me. Dr. Finck has been spreading this word in Germany for probably the past 6 months. It's a wonderful website called The Peace Wheel, and I'm not sure of the URL right now, but you know, it's those types of people, and we have connected with people around the world. There's Carrie Hillary in California, who's a songwriter and musician and has her own studio, who has written me and contacted me and said, use any one of my songs that I have. Feel free to use them. You have complete rights with the Universal Flag. She takes this symbol, her symbol. It is her symbol. It's your symbol. It's everyone's symbol. Everywhere she goes, and she spreads the word of this symbol. And, you know, one of the things when you're following this path, and I'm sure you've seen this, is that the people who are supposed to be on board jump on board, and it astounds you in each new day. And so I recognize that the symbol, you know, what Spirit told me was that it was going to spread from person to person throughout this world. And it would be a grassroots movement. It would be from the bottom up and from the top down. I reckon that companies like McDonald's need to have the Universal Flag. They need to spread that awareness. I haven't gotten in there to talk to them yet, but I will. And why do they need to do that? Well, a lot of people have come to me and they said, well, you can't go to a place that potentially could poison people. And I laugh and I say, well, what happens first? Do you first create the awareness inside? So that someone says, you know what, we're going to take out this harmful ingredient in our food, because they finally recognize that they aren't being part of the solution for the planet. And it isn't just about profits. It's about creating wholeness. And so my philosophy is every company and every opportunity that the symbol gets into, eventually that starts to spread the awareness of who we are. And we start to change the way that we treat other people, animals, the planet, the environment. It changes from the inside out, not the outside in.
Well, the message that you're creating is very powerful. My listeners know that we have supported Diane and Ward Powers. Those folks are the director creator of One the Movie. Actually, these are folks you'll want to talk with. And the idea of oneness, the idea of coming together. And I'm so struck by our conversation today because I remember, you know, last year upon the release of their film, and they continue to do great work, is the conversation about oneness and how a segment of of the world embraces it and a segment of the world doesn't. But the journey is like you're talking about, Brian. It is, you create the vibration, you create the energy, and then something starts to shift.
Absolutely. You know, it shifts, and as it shifts, things happen. You know, over in New Zealand, there's a magazine called In Touch Magazine. The March-April issue, Neil Donald Walsh was featured on the cover. And it got mailed to me. It got put into a post office box. I didn't even check. I didn't know that we had it. When I went there, I looked at the front and I thought, oh, there's Neil Donald. And I turned it over and, my gosh, there's the universal flag flying on the back.
How did you feel?
I was ecstatic. And then I said, oh my God, how did they get a hold of that? This is beautiful. And it has all the words of what the flag means, flying on a flagpole. Picture that, you know, the flag flies in at my house. And, you know, I started thumbing through the magazine thinking, well, people don't even know how to get there. And the next thing you know, halfway through the magazine, there's an article on the universal flag. And, you know, at one point I had said to the publisher of this magazine, sure, feel free to use anything that you can on the universal flag, but hadn't thought of it. The next thing you know, people from New Zealand start ordering flags, and I'm going to be speaking in June to a oneness conference that they're having over in Kansas City.
Well, and we're going to talk about that. I mean, when we come back, I want to make sure we're giving people information about the website, fabulous website, lots of information, and I hope we'll be putting our link up there as well, and we'll refer back and forth. As a matter of fact, this is such a wonderful opportunity. I love what we're talking about, Brian, because anybody that's having any reaction to today, what a great opportunity of growth. We'll be right back and talk more about that on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned, everyone. Brian McClure is in the house.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of QuantumHealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting February 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit QuantumHealing.us.
Huna is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Most people who study Huna want to know more about themselves and the world around them. If you want to connect more with who you are and discover a whole new universe around you, then Huna is for you. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn more about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you feeling stuck, heavy, or crusted over in some part of your life? Have you lost your spark? Would you like help realizing your dream? Do you know what you want? Call Dr. Pat Vasily, certified career and belief coach, who wants to help you stop those negative thoughts that keep you running in circles. This award-winning author and researcher, Dr. Pat Vasily, brings a powerful, innovative approach to helping individuals live life full out. Call 206-523-5522 for a free consultation. That's 206-523-5522.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I find myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel programs DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion. We're HealthyLife.net, reaching and helping a worldwide audience without hype, without shock, and without shenanigans.
Welcome back, everyone. Brian and I are just chit-chatting away here. We're talking about how we're going to get everything in this hour. There's so much to talk about. But, Brian, let's continue this conversation, because you and I were talking about what happens when spirit taps us on the shoulder, or better yet, hits us with a 2x4, and how our lives open up. I mean, you were just sharing that, you know, once you got this calling and you took action and you started to say yes to it, that a whole range of things opened outside of, quote, you being a businessman, so to speak, in Chicago. I mean, look at how we go from being a businessman, and, you know, in my case, being an organizational consultant, to now being dropped in a place where we're reaching thousands of people. You know, someone told me that I've accumulated 1 million listeners. I don't keep track of that, but we know people are being drawn to us. What is happening in your life with the flag? How many tentacles, you know, are out there? How many people are tapping into the flag? I mean, you just shared something about New Zealand, and I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
Well, you know, I think that I probably did that on the air, that the publisher from In Touch magazine put the Universal Flag article in the magazine. People are now getting in touch with us from New Zealand. But we've had much more than that. The other day, I went out to New York to be with Jimmy Twyman on the closing day of his 64-day peace concert, and was able to speak at the United Nations church and or chapel to the people that were gathered there for the concert. And lo and behold, someone came out of the crowd and immediately wanted the Universal Flag to fill out the paperwork to become a non-governmental organization affiliated with the United Nations, so that the flag could fly and we could have representation there, because they recognized what the symbol means. At the same time, she represented the Alliance for Mayors for Peace throughout the world, and I think the mayor from Brazil is the head of that organization. She wanted me to come out and speak with them. And so the symbol in each starts to spread further and further. I mean, we get emails from people in Iraq, Iran, worldwide, Latvia, places that you can't imagine. They contact us. They've purchased the flag. And we're just starting to get the website changed into a number of different languages, so that we can spread this awareness even further. And eventually, it will be in every language that there can possibly be.
You know, let's talk about James for a minute. He has written something that I wanted to read to our listeners so that folks get a sense of the people that have come to the table in support of this. And this is what he says. He says, "We live in a time when focusing on the ways we are the same as opposed to the ways we are different is not only needed but required. It is the only way we will ultimately transcend many of the beliefs that have crippled our world for so long. The Universal Flag Project offers a symbol that is so simple yet so profound that everyone can rally around it. It is what the world needs, a symbol of our greatest longing, peace." Very powerful statement to make, and yet you read it and you get it immediately. What is the greatest challenge from your perspective right now, the greatest challenge you see in front of you around the flag?
You know what? Just connecting with the people that we need to connect to. You know, as an example, we're trying to get the flag. I'm trying to reach Al Gore right now, because on his 7707 Live Earth concert, I believe that concert going out to 2.4 billion people, our symbol of oneness, our universal flag, needs to be behind every one of those 100 bands that are playing. And at some point during that programming, the words of what that symbol represents needs to go out there, because the earth is just as much a part of us as anything or anyone else.
Well, I mean, when we say we're all connected, we are all one, what we're talking about is supporting each other, the challenges we have. And part of the challenges around the earth have to do with individual persons' perception of survival. And if we can come together in that place of collaboration rather than competition, I think the world opens up for a different conversation, don't you?
Absolutely. It's about sharing the gifts that we're given, not controlling, not taking, not using the old paradigm that said that, well, we're bigger than you, we're stronger than you, we're going to take this. It's about sharing, and, you know, it's about actually becoming a global world. It's about taking the blinders off that we've had for a lifetime and starting to see the limitless opportunities that there are. And for all of us, you know, I think that the fear that results from the flag or any one of us who go out and start to speak about our interdependence and our oneness and our connectedness, people have that fear about, geez, what am I going to lose? I don't want to lose anything. And the thing is there is nothing to lose. There is everything to gain as we help to feed our world and to give everyone the same gifts that we have in each new day. We can start to take away the limitations that everyone has in other parts of our world.
Well, we've got lots to talk about, and, you know, I really don't understand how quickly the time flies, but this is such a powerful message. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with our wrap-up segment. Stay tuned, everyone. Lots to talk about with Brian McClure and the Universal Flag. We'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
NLP is a behavioral science that utilizes language to impact verbal and nonverbal communication, allowing you to rethink how you perceive what is occurring in your mind. NLP provides a system of knowledge and values, procedures, and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you can become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, October the 8th through the 14th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to www.nlp.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive 20% off. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And for more information about who we are and what we're doing, and get on our newsletter, you can find out in advance about our shows, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Brian McClure in the house. We're talking about the universal flag. Brian, in closing, what personal message would you like to leave with our listeners today?
The personal message I'd like to leave is this. The opportunity to spread our truth rests with you, with each and every one of you individually, and that each and every one of you can make a transformational difference in our world by displaying this symbol, by a flag, by a pin, by a piece of clothing. Wear it. Take it out. When people ask you what it represents, tell them, this is our universal flag. Tell them what the symbol stands for, what it means. Send them to our website, www.universalflag.org or www.universalflag.com. Be proactive. Send that website out to everyone you know. Sign up for our website for our monthly newsletters. Sign up and become part of the solution to the problems that we have in our world today. Let's change the old paradigm that we were in and start living a new paradigm which recognizes the truth of why everyone and everything is here, and that is to be of service to others. Let the symbol act as the signpost that it is supposed to be, to represent this present moment and the awareness of all.
Mm. Brian, thank you so much for joining the show today. And certainly you have opened up the dialogue and the conversation, and we love being part of your journey. And many blessings to you. And I know that this is a powerful, powerful, powerful energy and vibration, and many people will be joining you in the journey. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Thanks to HealthyLife.net for another great show. And remember, this is the year of expansiveness, but this is the year of action. Make a decision, make a choice to step out into the world and claim what is rightfully yours. And that is the abundance and the connection that we all have together. We are truly one. Until next week, make yourself a fabulous, fabulous week.